Hackers who are thought to be backed by China's government attack global cell phone companies.
I don't think we will have a full sense of the breadth of this campaign for months.
And President Trump signs an executive order to rein in healthcare costs.
This is a truly big action. People have no idea how big it is.
Plus, it's back, an investing phenomenon known as risk on, risk off. We'll explain. This is What's News from The Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our main story of the morning, a cyber attack on global telecom firms, here's what you missed. President Trump signed an executive order that pushes for better price disclosure in healthcare. It calls for the Department of Health and Human Services to issue a rule within 2 months that could require hospitals to publicize information on their rates with insurers. Here's the president at the signing yesterday.
With this order, hospitals will be required to publish prices that reflect what people actually pay for services, in a way that's clear, straightforward, and accessible to all, and you'll be able to price it among many different potential providers, and you'll get great pricing. Prices will come down by numbers that you won't even believe. You won't even believe it.
The order fulfills a campaign promise to rein in healthcare costs, but industry groups are gathering to fight the order. That means that lawsuits could delay its implementation until after the 2020 election. And Nissan has overhauled its board following a pretty rowdy shareholder meeting. From Tokyo, Sean McLean explains just why shareholders were so upset.
They're particularly angry at the Renault chairman, who they accused of basically stabbing Nissan in the back by trying to force a merger on Nissan and then turning around and trying to do a merger with FCA, which Nissan shareholders thought was an attempt by Renault to take over Nissan. It's become increasingly clear, and certainly very clear today, that there's a lot of bad blood between Nissan and Renault, and a lot of big issues that these companies have to try to overcome in the coming months. Mr. Saikawa, the Nissan CEO, said he thought this was a major milestone for Nissan, that they could start to overcome their issues and move past the tensions that have built up since Carlos Ghosn, the former chairman of both Renault and Nissan, was arrested in Tokyo last November.
And here's something you don't hear that often. FedEx is suing the Commerce Department, saying it's a transportation company, not a law enforcement agency. FedEx says that the Commerce Department's crackdown on Huawei is forcing it to police millions of packages daily to ensure that prohibited items aren't shipped to the Chinese telecom firm. FedEx claims the task is legally and logistically impossible. The Commerce Department said it hadn't yet reviewed FedEx's complaint, but that the agency intended to defend its role in U.S. national security. Now, our main story this morning. A Boston-based cybersecurity firm called Cyber Reason says that hackers believed to be backed by China's government have infiltrated the networks of at least 10 global carriers. To find out more, I rang up our reporter, Tim Martin, in Seoul. So, Tim, tell me a little bit more about this attack. How was it carried out?
In what is one of the most far-reaching attacks of this sort the researchers had ever seen, hackers believed to be Chinese intelligence agents infiltrated global telecom carriers through pretty conventional means at the start. They sent spear phishing emails that allowed them access inside the telecom carriers' networks. They then used some advanced techniques to cover their digital tracks with VPNs. They also stole login credentials, creating fake admin accounts that to the company's IT departments looked like legitimate employees. With that, they then pilfered very sensitive call data records of 20 specific targets, some from the military, dissidents, law enforcement, and they were able to figure out everything that comes out of your phone. So who you're calling, who you're texting, where you've been. This is the holy grail of information for counterintelligence agencies around the world.
Do we know who's behind the attack?
The researchers can't say with 100% veracity, but they strongly believe the group behind this is a China-backed organization called APT-10. And this particular Chinese organization has drawn scrutiny around the globe, including late last year when the U.S. Justice Department indicted two of their members.
What were they after?
the hackers were seeking, you know, the most core and essential counterintelligence. You know, where does a person go? What's their daily commute? Who are their close confidants? And I should be clear, the structure of the hack did not allow them any type of real-time snooping. So they weren't listening in on phone calls or reading the text messages, but they could see who their targets were in contact with.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but this hack hasn't been stopped yet, right?
Yeah, the campaign is still ongoing. I think the industry is trying to figure out who's been affected and where the tentacles of the campaign ultimately lead. The research report itself touched on activity in 2018, but researchers involved have seen evidence of this campaign dating as far back as 2012.
And who's Cyber Reason? What's their deal?
Sure. This is a Boston-based startup that takes a unique approach to cybersecurity. Many of the sort of recognizable names and brands traditionally have tried to erect digital walls that would keep out known malware and viruses from infecting computer networks. But these guys, they're run by former Israeli counterintelligence agents. They use big data and algorithms, basically built on the premise that a very motivated hacking organization will get in to a computer network. But it's once they're in, you want to identify and quarantine the attack before it spreads. So they take sort of a new wave approach to cyber defense, and this is how they first found the campaign, which they call Operation Soft Cell. Cyber Reason is, you know, based in Boston, and they're backed by Japan SoftBank. They've become a growing player in this new approach to cybersecurity.
So what happens next?
I don't think we will have a full sense of the breadth of this campaign for months, though I think at least the industry awareness of this will grow as a result of Cyber Reason's findings.
The Wall Street Journal could not independently confirm the report, but China has consistently denied perpetrating cyber attacks. Its foreign ministry didn't respond to our request for comment. You can read our full report on the hack at WSJ.com. On to markets. Bonds, stocks, and currencies are moving in tandem more often. That's a sign that an investing phenomenon known as risk-on, risk-off is back. From London, Avantika Chokhati has more.
Risk-on, risk-off is just a phenomenon. It's a fancy way of saying that assets are all moving together. They're all reacting to a very small handful of factors. Let's say that there's a day when President Trump has tweeted that talks with China over trade are going well. That's the sort of day when everyone's feeling optimistic and they're willing to take risk. On a day like that, equity indices like the S&P 500 are likely to go up. The euro is likely to go up on the dollar, and the dollar's likely to go up against the yen because relatively safer currencies are less popular with investors on those days. And the yield on a 10-year treasury is likely to go up because people sell bonds, which are sort of a safe haven. I think it's interesting because it's just a complicated way of justifying what everyone sees, which is that whenever we talk about markets nowadays, we're all talking about the same one or two things. All investors you go to, from a fund manager to a complicated hedge fund, everyone talks about US trade and US monetary policy. And so it's just sort of a data-driven way of justifying the fact and explaining the fact that there's a very narrow range of things affecting trading at the moment.
And now the SCED. Here's what to look forward to later today. Iran said that new U.S. sanctions would destroy channels for, quote, preserving global peace and security. U.S. Security Advisor John Bolton called on Iran to negotiate a new nuclear deal in order to have the new sanctions lifted.
President Trump yesterday imposed significant new sanctions on Iran's supreme leader and other top leadership individuals and entities. At the same time, the president has held the door open to real negotiations to completely and verifiably eliminate Iran's nuclear weapons program, its pursuit of ballistic missile delivery systems, its support for international terrorism, and its other malign behavior worldwide. All that Iran needs to do is to walk through that open door.
The comments came as American, Israeli, and Russian officials are all gathered in Jerusalem today to discuss how to deal with Iran. And the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ have teamed up. They're accusing a senior regulator who supervises them of having ethical conflicts. This is all part of a larger feud between the exchanges and Washington over how the companies sell market data. That's what's news from The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.